Seattle in the 90s. A tidal wave of iconic music roars out of this sleepy city and launches a pop culture revolution. Here's a story you haven't heard. Let the Kids Dance is a new podcast about the rise and fall of Seattle's teen dance ordinance, the law that made it illegal for young people to go to concerts. Listen to Let the Kids Dance from KUOW and the NPR Network.
This is Sound and Vision from KXP. I'm Gabriel Teodros. If you ever listened to my show early on KXP, you've probably heard the music of Cy Rock. The Atlanta-based MC has 10 self-released projects in her catalog, along with her longtime producer, Soul Messiah. Earlier this month, she released her long-awaited Rhymesayers debut, The Sharecropper's Daughter. The new album goes deep into healing historical trauma from grandparents who lived on a plantation to growing up through the crack era in Washington, D.C. The album's first single, Forever, was a breakthrough moment released 2 years ago. The song is about self-love, and it's something Cy Rock didn't always show for herself.
Never claim to be perfect, that's an impossible dream. I'm just saying that I'm worth it, that's the responsible thing. Spend half my life trying to find my life from outside sources. Why the only voice that mattered came from me?
You better shine on them, baby, you a star. You better be exactly who you are forever. Cause they gon' try and change your heart. Don't let up, cause you're so damn fine just the way you better shine.
I caught up with Cy Rock and asked her about this song.
At the time, I wanted to create a song that really championed the individual, you know, particularly individuals that didn't see themselves reflected within, you know, media imagery, or if they saw themselves reflected, it was in a negative light, you know, for people who had experienced their erasure from media and people whose like worth and value was tied up into other people's perceptions and standards that were not their own. And at the time with, you know, being on social media and stuff, you know, I've seen a lot of like reports about, you know, people who were developing complexes and developing, you know, dysmorphia in a sense, you know, because they were comparing themselves and their lives to these heavily curated, heavily airbrushed, Photoshop, sanitized versions of what real life was and what real physicality was. And I remembered being in that space where, you know, I didn't feel beautiful. I didn't feel like my presence in the world was valued. And I wanted to make something that really spoke to that person I was, that young person that I was, whose feeling of this lack of power caused me to, you know, self-harm, you know, caused me to shrink into myself, caused me to, you know, be this, develop this kind of meek way that I, you know, interacted with the world. And I also wanted to create the song for this new group of people who were facing this unique challenge, you know, through social media and this, you know, these new, you know, tech relationships that were, you know, happening and evolving. So it's just really, I was like, I need to create an anthem where people feel like regardless of whether I'm perfect, you know, or, you know, according to the numbers and the stats or according to where I live or how much money I have, whether or not on paper I'm perfect or whether or not in a IG photo I'm perfect, I am perfect in my own way with all of my imperfections, with all of my scars, with all the trauma that I've endured, all of these things that they tell me, you know, makes me less than. This song is my anthem.
I was 14 years old, forcing pills down my throat, so my baby fat diminished. Still got these scars from cutting my wrist when I thought the life was finished. Now they remind me what my lows look like. Now I know the sky's the limit. Okay.
Yeah, the video was so raw and vulnerable, like with you showing your scars and everything. Like, what was the response like? Because I'm sure, you know, I know when I put out real personal music, it's like people become people's friends in their mind, and they start like opening up to you and like telling you personal stories about what they've been through. Like, what has that whole experience been like?
You know, it's wide ranging. It's, you know, from Instagram messages to in-person, you know, just gratitude and people sharing their stories, people sharing their daughter's stories, you know. It's just really been this outpouring of thankfulness that there was finally a song that made them feel empowered, you know, made us feel empowered, you know, made us feel like, hey, like, I actually matter. I actually matter. And like, also too, like, as a Black woman who, you know, experienced self-harm, that's rare or it's not talked about. So a lot of Black women were coming up to me and saying, like, thank you for sharing this. I thought I was the only one. Or, you know, my daughter had been experiencing this and I didn't know how to deal with it because I hadn't heard, like, you know, I thought that was, you know, something that happened outside of our community. And then, you know, women of other ethnicities were coming up to me, like, showing me their scars, like, literally after shows, like, coming up and, like, baring their wrists to me and just, like, thank you, you know? And it made me really emotional because it's something that I ignored for a really long time, you know, or I made up stories about, or, you know, I just didn't talk about. And when you think about how my experience, my own unique experience as a young lady growing up, as a Black woman growing up, as a, you know, growing up in my, you know, my hood of DC and pouring through these magazines and not seeing myself, and how, you know, someone from a completely different environment or background can, it can resonate just as powerfully and fundamentally with them. And, you know, seeing that, you know, seeing women from all over the world, seeing, you know, guys telling me, thanking me for their daughters and thanking me for the song themselves, and at shows, like, them singing it just as hard. You know, I think it's just something that we all have experienced. We all need validation in a sense to let us know that we are so powerful and we are so necessary. And we all have this, like, beautiful light inside of us. And sometimes we need confirmation. Sometimes we need an affirmation, you know, in a world that constantly tries to tear us down in different ways. And, you know, this was that for many people. And I feel I'm forever grateful that I was able to channel that and create something with that.
When I wake up, no makeup, half naked, I feel like I'm the pardon my language, but hang-ups do not define the kid. No, I'm not flawless, I'm scarred up and I'm fine with it. My body are the laundry list of all of life's unkindnesses, but I still sip tea and chant om and live free, cause hardships and heartbreaks turn to rap epiphanies. And mom told me stay woke cause all gold ain't glistening. Choose your words wisely cause the all-knowing's listening. But no worries, I'm Gucci, my thighs are low juicy, my dialogue low awkward, my idols still move me. My life is a movie like Raheem and Mookie. I'm just trying do the right thing, hope that it improves me. My bamboos accustomed to me, you'll be soon accustomed to me. This tomorrow I got royal hemoglobin coursing through me, and my strength is now inhuman. I get that straight from my homie, signed in silver, mouth the grill of yours and truly.
You better shine on them, baby, you a star. You better be exactly who you are forever, cause they gon' try and change your heart. Don't let up, cause you're so damn fine just the way you better are. Shine on them, baby, you a star. You better
overnight. I was in that mirror like 4 or 5 times a week on my mile of beats, reciting affirmations like holy rites, and I still don't know everything. But I guess confessions from 8x11s and studio sessions seem like it's only right. And trust me, this my therapy, your couch. Finna murk all these Murphy types, funny style, let me shut your mouth. Touch me, I'm slaughtering crew, squads, goons, teams. The queen is coming to rule your region, coming for all of your plus your house. I ain't always have it in me, no tolerance for pretending. I was 14 years old, forcing pills down my throat, so my baby fat diminished. Still got these scars from cutting my wrist when I thought the life was finished. Now they remind me what my lows look like, now I know the sky's the limit. Okay, never claim to be perfect, that's an impossible dream. I'm just saying that I'm worth it, that's the responsible thing. Spend half my life trying to find my light from outside sources. Why the only voice that mattered came from me?
You better shine on them, baby, you a star. You better be exactly who you are forever, cause they gon' try and change your heart. Don't let up, cause you're so damn fine just the way you better are. Shine on them, baby, you a star. You better
rock go in, she too aggressive, that's too masculine. And her content a little too obsessive, just relax a bit. She say she got, that's narcissistic, just the facts of it. Nah, I don't really F with female rappers, that's sacrilege. Glad I learned early not to internalize every ink up. Daddy told me with every opinion there comes a sphincter. And they would rather sheet them thoughts than popularize a thinker. Why them lying archetypes is chasing cat, I'm trying to sphinxer. Rap barrel, skin caramello, apparel mainly vintage. Merrill composer, warrior, so every verse became a vengeance. Went through too much hair to not be fired, but they still feigning ignorance. So now I came to click my just do with remaining interest. Baby, I'm a star without the flash frame of Fenty. Came out the doctored up the entire game upon my entry. Kept it 100, messed around and gained another century. In this now I'm aiming to pop off till my mental chamber's empty. I'm unbothered, your standards is irrelevant. I might F around and rock a body, all this for the hell of it. They've been trying to martyr me for ages cause my melanin. So now I'm soaking UV rays with sugar slathered on my adamant. My dude, I'm magic, my game is God is my mood. It's savage, that's gang, it's Connie's my move. And mountains, my range, astonishing, dangerous. Sonnets like rain and comets, they blazing. Trails through planets, all hell, it's kind of amazing. That's right, we'll call it self-love. Discovered I was dope and indulge like I'm scale drugs. And you could call me arrogant and that's gonna help love. But if you trying to knock me down, your demolitions fail, bruh. Fail, bruh, fail, bruh, fail.
You better shine on them, baby, you a star. You better be exactly who you are forever. Cause they gon' try and change your heart. Don't let up, cause you're so damn fine just the way you better are. Shine on them, baby, you a star. You better be exactly who you are forever. Cause they gon' try and change your heart. Don't let up, cause you're so damn fine just the way you better are. Shine on them, baby, you a star. You better be exactly who you are forever. Cause they gon' try and change your heart. So damn fine just the way you better are. Shine on them, baby, you a star. You better be exactly who you are forever. Cause they gon' try and change your heart. Don't let up, cause you're so damn fine just the way you are.
That was Sound and Vision. I'm Gabriel Teodros. Please take a moment to subscribe, rate, and review this podcast. And if you have the means, please consider giving a one-time $20 donation at kxp.org/sound. Thank you for listening.